Because of the abortions, there will be a great earthquake in the United States. When it happens, we will know that we are now facing an angry God. Stay tuned.
This program is dedicated to help you achieve peace of mind and soul in these troubling times, in these last days before that glorious day when Jesus Christ returns. Now, here is your moderator, Gary Wolshire.
We go to the Book of Life and Love, the Bible. We turn to the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 2, verses 14 through 21, quote, "In those days, Peter, standing up with the 11, lifted up his voice and spoke out to them, 'Men of Judea, and all you who dwell in Jerusalem, let this be known to you and give ear to my words. These men are not drunk, as you suppose, for it is only the third hour of the day. But this is what was spoken through the prophet Joel. And it shall come to pass in the last days, says the Lord, that I will pour forth my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. And moreover, upon my servants and upon my handmaids in those days I will pour forth my spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will show wonders in the heavens above, and signs on earth beneath, blood and fire and vapor of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness, and the moon into blood, before the day of the Lord comes, the great and manifest day. And it shall come to pass that whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved.'" Unquote. The Virgin Mary, under the title Our Lady of the Roses, Mary Help of Mothers, appeared to Veronica Lukin from 1970 to 1995. Our Lady brought urgent warnings and prophecy from God the Father in heaven of great events that are to happen in the near future. She came to prepare us and save us if we will only listen and follow her instructions. Now listen carefully as we play an actual recording of the urgent warnings and prophecies given from heaven on October 1, 1988. We start at a point where Veronica is describing what she sees.
Now Jesus is touching his fingers to his lips. "My child and my children, I refer to you always as my children, because every single soul that is upon the earth today alive, and those who have also been aborted, were brought into the world through the intercession of the Holy Spirit. Therefore, they are creations of your God, and as such, for the United States, a measure of punishment, there will be a great earthquake. This earthquake will be in a most unusual place, my child. But when it happens, they will know that they are facing now an angry God. My child and my children, we have gone throughout the world in various places for many earth years trying to warn mankind that unless he changed his ways, great chastisement shall fall upon all mankind. There have been wars and rumors of war going now throughout the world. There will be a great war, but first you will receive the warning, the great warning. Many hearts shall stop with fear. those who do not listen to our pleading voices now throughout the world. Your time is growing short. We say that to all. For those with the grace and knowledge of what is going to trespass, I should say, because my child, in my mind, I hear all of the trespasses of mankind against the laws of his God. That is why I cannot hold my father's hand nor mine back any longer. I know, my child, this frightens you, but I want you to look high into the sky and describe the scene that you see.
We'll pause here for a moment, and then we'll continue with Veronica's vision. You're listening to These Last Days radio broadcast in these last days before that glorious day when Jesus Christ returns. May is the month of Mary. We found a tremendous book titled The Life of Mary as Seen by the Mystics. This book is a masterpiece that combines into one story the four visions of great mystics. It begins with the lives of Mary's parents, St. Anne and St. Joachim. It tells of her birth, her early childhood, her trials and hardships, and her prayer life. It gives details of the incarnation and birth of Jesus. It tells of her conversations with our Lord, the angel St. Joseph, the apostles, and others. It tells of Jesus' love for his mother and her sharing in his sufferings, in his passion, and much more. Every Christian must read this great spiritual treasure, The Life of Mary. It costs $15.50, which includes shipping and handling, and can be ordered from These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. You may use your MasterCard, Visa, or American Express and call 616-698-6448. We have available a beautiful picture of Our Lady titled Mary Immaculate Queen of the Universe. It's 12 by 16 inches, colored picture without a frame. It has many angels holding Our Lady's regal crown. It costs $7, which includes shipping and handling. Send $7 today to These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. This is an absolutely beautiful picture of Our Lady. We are very happy to tell you that our response to our letter asking for holy hours has been tremendous. In the next year, pious souls have pledged to pray 7,798 hours before our Lord in the Most Blessed Sacrament. If you are not one of these who have promised to pray 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, or even daily holy hours before our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament, Jesus has an ocean of graces and blessings waiting for you. Write us and let us know how many hours of each week for a year you will pledge, and we will add it to the total next week. Write These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. I ask that you pray that Our Lady of the Roses will be the greatest apostolate that has ever occurred in the history of the world. At your holy hours, will you also pray that we have many generous supporters who will help keep Our Lady's prophecies on this radio program? On February 10th, 1975, Our Lady said, quote, "All who are burdened with their cross, come to me and I will comfort you. Come to my Son in the tabernacles of the world. Hurry, my children, the agents of hell are loosed and have set in motion a plan now to close these tabernacles to you. Hasten now, gather your graces, my children, while there is still time. Spend much time with my Son in the Eucharist. It is truly the bread of life. It will be a most dark day, my child, when these tabernacles shall be closed to you." Unquote. And now we again return to the Bayside prophecies given on October 1st, 1988, to hear the vision of Veronica.
I see a road. It looks like a normal country road, but it leads to a city, a great city. I would say from the buildings that the city looks like New York. But I see there are very sinister-looking characters walking down the road, nonchalantly, but carrying bags. Within those bags, there are submachine guns. Yes, my child, Jesus is pointing in anger at what he sees. I see murder ahead now, my child, in your city of New York. Many shall be mowed down. It is an attack by a communist nation. No, my child, you do not need to know at this time the name of this nation, for it will soon be known when the captives are picked up. The Federal Bureau of Investigation will hear of this, my child, and they will try to stop them. These interlopers, upon the sovereignty of the United States, have dark skins. They are not from this nation, but they come from a presently warring nation. It is their object to destroy all and cause chaos in the city of New York. With their plans, there will be bombs placed in strategic places, and many shall die at the hands of these ruffians. My child and my children, and my child Veronica, I brought you here this evening and relieved you of your major suffering the last few days in order for you to be upon your feet. There is much that has to be said. One big reason for permitting this disaster in New York would be the abortion mills throughout the city and the country. Much of your money from the world's capitals arrive in New York. These monies are being gathered to start another war. There is a group in your nation called the Illuminati. They are made up of the major money holders, and for money they have sold their souls and the souls of thousands. My child and my children, pray a constant vigilance of prayer. Keep this going throughout the United States and all other nations of the world, for there is little time left. Soon, in the plans of the Eternal Father, he shall set forth and allow to come upon mankind a great money disaster. In this way, it will prove to you that the disaster back in the 1920s, my children, was as nothing compared to what will happen now. I talk of a great depression coming upon mankind. This is well planned by those in control and should hit your country, the United States and Canada, within the next 2 years. Can this be stopped, my child? Anything can be if we can reach the people in time. However, I am not optimistic, my child, at the murders and the two men in particular that are now over here in the United States and using expressions like casing the places. That, my child, means to look and see and report. Oh, look up there, my child. You have to look. Look closely and repeat what you see. Well, I see two men. I don't know if they're Muslims. They have a different colored skin, but they're not exactly black. Now they are walking through a building, and they're carrying with them now bags. But the bags are extra large, which makes it most suspicious. In those bags, they are carrying all of the implements of destruction. Oh, I can see now. They're pointing across the street, and I recognize the Empire State Building. Oh, no. My child, they will choose the Empire State Building to bring more notoriety to the world. We have other things to discuss, my child, before the evening is over. I want the world to know now that we will no longer tolerate the murders of the unborn. The Eternal Father finds that children he had great plans for to bring the true faith to the world and to save his son's church. They have been murdered in the womb. Satan is the father of all liars, and many reasons are given for abortion. And even now in our convents, they are going about consoling women who are about to have abortions, whereas they do not tell them the truth that they are murderers and they are mothers who will murder their own children. The Eternal Father set up women not to be priests and not to be murderers, but to be with the head of a household, a guiding light for their children. Each child to the Eternal Father is a pure blessing upon mankind. But all this has been lost in the name of modernism. Immodesty reigns in your country. There are many reasons why the Eternal Father feels that it is now time to do something about all of these abnormalities. My child and my children, you will keep a constant vigilance of prayer going throughout your country and Canada and the world, for soon you will understand that at the helm of all this disaster shall stand the Eternal Father, warning and warning, sending throughout the world warnings for many years. And what good did it do? But a handful, according to heaven's estimates, only a handful have accepted the messages from heaven. My child and my children, my mother has been going throughout the world. She is crying tears of pity upon mankind, for she knows the whole program ahead. You, my child, Veronica, will continue to gain strength, and you will be here at the next vigil, because at that time you are going to have many fleeing from their homes. The Eternal Father feels that it is only in this way that he can save the souls of the children and the unborn. Now, my child, you will sit back and take 3 more photographs. These you can reveal. While we gave out the roses and the rose petals, Our Lady and Jesus and St. Teresa were standing by the trees all this time. I noted them as we were talking here and examining the pictures. But Our Lady now is, I must say, that Our Lady is beautiful this evening, too. Among all the beauties that we've seen this evening, Our Lady's gown is just exquisite. And Our Lady, many people ask, you know, what does she look like? How can I describe her? She has features that are just not of this world. The beauty and the light that comes from her face and her eyes, and the light that seems to just exude from her body all throughout the sky. It lights up the sky over us for, a large area of, I would say, at least 20 feet, extending way behind us there.
You have just heard part of the Bayside Prophecies given on October 1st, 1988. The complete prophecy in printed form is available free. Just write These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. We are very excited to tell you we have a computer CD, a compact disc, of all the messages given by Our Lady from 1970 through 1995, along with the Bible. Included is software that will do instantaneous word searches through the Bayside Prophecies and the Bible. We have had many requests for this, and now it is finally available. This is a fantastic way to search the messages on a given topic, such as hurricanes, floods, comets, asteroid, test tube baby, homosexuality, war, and much more. This CD is for personal computers. It costs $49.95 plus $6 shipping and handling. You may want to order it for a family or friend or relative who has a computer with Microsoft Windows. Order it today from These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. You may use your MasterCard, Visa, or American Express and call 616-698-6448. We are currently working to put the 1984 through 1994 messages in a pocket-sized paperback book. We need your prayers and financial support to complete this project. The devil is attacking us bitterly. We also need your urgent financial support to help continue Our Lady's messages on this station. Send the largest gift you can today to These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. These Last Days Ministries is on the Internet at www.tldm.org. We have the Prophecies of Our Lady of the Roses from 1970 to 1994. An audio tract of the June 18, 1988 message, this radio program, and much more. Visit us at www.tldm.org. And now we have the latest news from Veronica Lukin's former secretary and close personal friend, Mrs. Ann Ferguson. Hello, Mrs. Ferguson.
Hello, Gary. It's a pleasure to speak to you once again in your blisters. Now, my first testimony here is from California, to Our Lady's Virgins. I just have to tell you, one of my co-workers rushed her husband to the hospital when he suddenly had a lapse of memory. He couldn't use his hands. He began to talk in the past, thinking that his grown children were little tots. The doctors called it something and began to take all kinds of tests. They said it was beginning to look very serious condition. They called in a specialist to examine him. They all came to the same conclusion. As soon as his wife had a chance to be alone with him, she took one of the blessed rose petals from Our Lady of the Roses Shrine. She touched his head, his mouth, his hands, and prayed to Our Lady of the Roses. He recovered suddenly. When the doctors returned, they couldn't understand what happened. They admitted they were baffled. They talked to her husband. He was okay. The wife of the husband didn't tell them what she had done. The doctors were not Catholic, and they wouldn't have believed anyhow. Her husband, who never said the rosary, says the rosary every day after this experience. He also reads all the messages of Our Lady of the Roses, the Netta sign. Now, the next party here I have is from New Jersey. to Our Lady of the Roses. I just want to send in a testimony of two cures in my family after visiting Our Lady of the Roses Shrine. They are cures of the soul. The following Sunday, I went to confession. I sincerely feel in my heart that it was the best confession that I ever made in my life. I am 38 years old. 2 weeks later, we took our children, ages 19, 12, and 6, right after Christmas. My daughter, 19 years old, went to confession. She hadn't been to church in 2 years. I know I received a great gift from God through the intercession of our Blessed Mother. I know why I am married. It is to save my husband and children's soul. For several years, I lost sight of this path. Now I have another testimony here. This is from Christopher, a boy 20 from Connecticut. He had progressively become paralyzed over the past 2 years from a condition diagnosed as either multiple sclerosis or toxic metal syndrome. He had been largely confined to his life in a wheelchair. After about a month ago, Christopher was introduced to the Shrine of Our Lady of the Roses. Since then, the course of his destiny has been altered for the better. His condition improved dramatically after using the Bayside rose petal, which he kept secured in his bedpost. On June 18th, he embarked on his faithful pilgrimage on a Connecticut bus to the shrine. Christopher's physician had already been somewhat baffled by his gain in motor movement from a low 7% at Easter to regain use of 86% of the damaged nerve and muscle tissues. After examination on June 23rd, he confirmed that his patient had improved another 3%, and the process of healing continued. Christopher's recovery has been so spectacular that he no longer needs his wheelchair. On June 28th, he walked 2 miles unaided. All glory, praise, and honor to Jesus and our wonderful Mother, Our Lady of the Roses. That is signed, and that's all I have today, Gary. May God bless you now.
Thank you, Mrs. Ferguson. In closing, I urgently ask for your prayers and financial support to help us continue Our Lady's messages on this station. If you have received a blessing from this program, please pray and ask God to inspire you as to the amount of the gift. Thank you in advance. And thank you for joining us today. Be sure to join us next week. Until then, may Jesus and Mary richly bless you and protect you and your loved ones in these last days before that glorious day when Jesus Christ comes from heaven with great power and majesty.
You've been listening to These Last Days broadcast. We hope this program has been a blessing to you. We ask you to invite your family, friends, and relatives to join us next week at this time. We plead for your prayers that many will listen to this program and save their souls. Many miracles have occurred through Our Lady of the Roses medal and rose petals, blessed by Jesus and Mary at Bayside. You may obtain these without cost by writing These Last Days, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. The written messages are available free upon request. Your financial support is urgently needed to ensure this broadcast continues to be heard on this station. It will greatly encourage us in our ministry to hear from you. Please mention the call letters of this station when you write. Again, our mailing address is These Last Days, Lowell, Michigan, 49331.